The Dow Industrials bounced back and forth between positive and negative territory today, finally closing down by 5 points. This summer's long slide in stock prices has left many investors wondering what hit them. Many have watched their mutual funds and stock portfolios fall by half or even more. And no one knows when the carnage will end. Every day in Midtown Manhattan, hundreds of people visit a Charles Schwab office to check on their portfolios, commiserate with their brokers, or see what the Dow is doing. NPR's Jim Zaroli spent the day there recently and talked with investors about the turmoil in the markets.
The Charles Schwab office on 6th Avenue near Rockefeller Center is hushed and quiet like a bank, a place where people speak in soft voices and footsteps are muffled by wall-to-wall carpet. But this branch, which is located on the ground floor of an office building in a canyon of skyscrapers, is one of the busiest that Schwab operates. 35-year-old Keith Huber, the branch manager, says it's been especially so this summer.
If we have an increasing market or a severe decline, we will see a lot of people through here throughout the day because they want to check their positions, their portfolios. They want to see if they've made money and, of course, if they're on the losing side.
And these days, a lot of people are on the losing side. Halfway through the morning, a trim, middle-aged man sits in the waiting area, curtly juggling cell phone calls. He's willing to talk about his stock portfolio if his name isn't used. He had much of his money in technology stocks, including a large stake in the now disgraced telecom company Global Crossing. He's lost 95% of his money. What's left isn't even worth selling, he says.
It's almost as if you've lost so much, so who gives a hoot, you know? So you lose 5% more, it's a joke already. It's to the point where I'm numb to it. I just roll with the punches, such as the last week or 2 weeks.
To cut his losses, he bought some blue chip stocks on margin. In other words, he borrowed against his own portfolio to acquire shares. But lately, even his blue chip stocks are down, and he has to put more cash into his account.
What was a very conservative margin account, at least in my mind, has turned out to be a disaster, and I've just decided that I can't take the risk anymore, and it's time to just bail out entirely. That's where I'm at. That's why I'm here.
Hi. Hi. I got it here now. I hope Great. This is everything.
Yeah. I just need to see a photo ID.
Sure can.
Not far away, a woman named Sherry stands at the service desk. At age 56, she's recently been divorced and has to take money from her account to pay her lawyer. Sherry says she used to let her ex-husband handle their finances. When she finally got around to looking at her retirement account statement recently, she discovered it was down by $250,000.
So I may have to go back to work. I think that's absolutely going to be necessary, yeah. When all this falls into place, I think I'm going to have to go get a job. But that's all right. I mean, I can, and I'm able to. It's just that after 30 years doing the same thing, I was hoping to retire for good.
Others are less philosophical about their losses. Gabe and Esther Rothberg are in town from Los Angeles to visit their kids and see a show, but they wanted to check their stocks on Schwab's computer terminals. They've lost 40% of their portfolio's value, including a large stake in Williams, the energy trading company hurt by the Enron fiasco. Gabe Rothberg says that in the current downturn, small investors have been left holding the bag following bad management decisions. His wife nods vigorously.
No, it's greed all over the place. It's greed with Enron, it's greed with all of them. They really cared about their company and about their employees, let alone shareholders. It wouldn't be the way, all these things wouldn't have happened.
For all the losses, some people aren't willing to give up on stocks. Several of the people who stop by say they're convinced that the market has hit bottom and that this is the time to buy.
So take that. I'll start opening this account up while you fill that out.
Please get the number off. Sure.
Brian McCallion says he lost three quarters of the money he put into stocks, but he's here today to open a new account.
I was doing really well during the tech bubble, so I mean, sort of live by the sword, die by the sword type of thing. But I don't know. I think that those stocks will recover. I think that the technology infrastructure area is going to recover at some point.
But McCallion acknowledges he can afford to make mistakes. His expenses are low, and at age 34, he has plenty of time to recover if he loses more money. For those investors who are closer to retirement, the stakes are much higher. One elderly woman slides into a chair next to her husband and stares at the stock ticker on the TV screen. "We know our stocks will recover," she says. "We just aren't sure it will happen in our lifetime." Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.